he has been able to do so in every manner at his disposal. The charts that you see around the room are an explanation of the vision. They are in perfect harmony with the Bible, but in direct competition or in conflict with what is being taught in the world today. Our founder indeed, Dr. Henry Deacon.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm always happy and glad to be here and to impart with you some of the knowledge that I received I believe it was last Sunday night that I said that I was not satisfied with this creation, how the knowledge of it has been part of you, it's part. And I want to get into that and explain so that everybody could understand. Now there's much theory and speculation about the creation. In all the world, and there is not a religious organization in the world today that is able to explain. There's a lot of theory about it. Now, ordinarily, I would have drug a lot of books down here and read out of those books the hypothesis and the theory of how matter theologians and their concept. Now, in the Bible, as they go in and read the Bible, and you find what I'm saying in the commentary, they believe that there is two distinctive accounts of the creation of heaven and earth. One, in the first chapter of Genesis, they think that Moses wrote that. And in the second chapter of Genesis, down in there you find that they believe that that is another account, and that was not written by Moses. And they speculate. They think that it was copied from the Assyrians, and they think that it was added to the Bible after the Israelites were carried captive to Babylon. And, you know, Babylon is in Assyria. And they were carried captive. The first crew was 721. I'll talk so you understand what I'm talking about. 721 B.C. And then in 606. Now, I better fix that. Now, the 10 tribes were carried captive to Assyria. And they were dispersed among the Assyrians from Jerusalem and from Israel, from the land of Israel, 10 tribes. Not 12, I said 10. And so then, later in 606, as you have the chronology in your book, the other two tribes, Levi and Judah, were carried captive to Babylon. And they were down there for 70 years. Then you have the picture there on the chart of the man standing there. Some of you see it over to the back there, where you got Babylon, Medo, Persia, Greece, and Rome on the chart. Now, what we have endeavored to do at all times is to explain these things to you. Now, when they were carrying captive down there, then that's where they think that the second account of the creation was written, and the Israelites got it from them and put it in your book. Now, if you notice, and if you haven't noticed, I'm going to call your attention to it. Did you notice in reading the first chapter of Genesis, there wasn't a thing said in that about Yahweh? Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you didn't, then you notice it. And nothing is said about Yahweh until you get into the second chapter of Genesis. See? Now, in endeavoring to explain these names to you and expound them so that you can comprehend, we say this. The moderator steps out. It tells you that Yahweh is pure spirit without any descriptive change or wrong. It's invisible, inscrutable, incomprehensible, and could not be seen by anybody in that state or condition. Now, you follow me close. And then you kind of understand something about what I'm talking about. Because this is new. I want you to understand. Then, that means that this cloud, I just don't pay any attention to Moses, this is right, you know. You just take the cloud. You see, the moderator tells you the cloud symbolizes pure spirit. And in that condition, in that state, nobody could perceive it. Moses and nobody else. And we went on to tell you about the attributes of wisdom. And you see it on the chart of that. Wisdom, knowledge, and so forth and so on. And where he is putting his hand at that is correlated with those vessels of the sanctuary. And then it takes on in that third place for me in that you see the embodiment of a thing. You see it in shape and form. Now that is seen in a vision. And that is called Elohim. See? But in its pure state form, see, that's Yahweh. No man at no time has ever seen Yahweh. Now, here's some of the reasons why. Because you cannot get out of him. See, separate him from yourself and then look back on him. See, that's a matter of impossibility. See? Now then, next to that, what is Yahweh? Yahweh is spirit. Then somebody said, well, God is spirit. That's John 4:24. That God is spirit. Then when you say, what is spirit, then they say, that is God. See? Then when you say, who or what is God, then they run back to spirit. And so goes the theological word. You understand? That means this. They do not possess the ability to explain or to expound anything. And they get up in the book. And they say this, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You see? Well, now, you see, that don't tell you nothing. See? It doesn't tell you a thing. You see? And then they think that that is the beginning of the creation. That's not so.
Then
someone would say to you,
that's not
so. Do you mean that you're disputing the Bible? I'm not disputing the Bible. See, you got in trouble. Here's where you got in trouble at. Right here. G-O-D. That's what you have in your King James Version. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. Is that right?
That's right.
Now, in the Holy Name Bible, it does not read like that. It says, in the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. Is that right?
That's right.
Now, what would be the difference? Well, the difference would be this. If you read John 4:24, see,
Now, God is spirit. Now, Moses couldn't see spirit.
See, he couldn't see pure spirit.
So when you put that word God in there, then you, what you did, you see, you are saying that Moses was looking at God, or he was looking at pure spirit, which is not true.
That is, if you take John 4:24. See, now Joshua said, John 4:24. Suppose it's written.
For Yahweh is spirit.
Now you see, it didn't say God is spirit.
Right.
See, it doesn't say that. See how you get all confused. And then there's no possibility of getting straightened up. You see? You'll never get straightened out as long as you live out of the King James Version of the Bible. And there is no potential possibility of the world becoming reconciled and fully comprehend, listen now, to the extent that they can come together and one united body with us all having the same concept.
All right.
Or understand.
Mm-hmm.
Are you following that?
Yes.
Now I'm going to have to be careful with this thing. Real careful. And I'm going to have to place this creation where it belongs. You see? Now, what you just said, Yahweh is spirit, is that right? Alright,
finish reading.
And they that worship him.
Must worship him.
In spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. Right?
Right.
Now, who said that?
Yahshua,
the Messiah. Now, here's where you get into more trouble. See? With that. See? Now, they don't realize. They do not understand. That Yahshua, the Messiah, now you pay attention to everything I'm saying, that Yahshua, the Messiah, was back there with Moses, walking around just like you see me. Okay? That's a man. All right. Now, they don't know that. They don't understand that. Now, the reason why I mention that, he who said what you just read, was back there with Moses.
Right.
And that is what he said. That he was. That is Yahweh. Now Yahweh, listen close now, is the Father. That is to say, he is the parent of everything. Nothing could ever be before him. You understand? Now, every time the moderator gets on the floor, he tells you this. That he is the source. Just like you might say, well, where did God come from? Now, he tells you that Yahweh is the source. He tells you that he is the substance. He tells you that he is the essence. He tells you that he is the embodiment of everything.
Right.
We don't have a meeting without telling you that. And getting up here going over these topics. And that is indicated by this class. Now we just said, where you started reading at, that was not the beginning of the creation. We read over that to show you what Yahweh was. That he's pure spirit. See? That is to say, he's without any shape and any form. See? It's just in possession. You understand? All of it was embodied within him. You see? Now here, watch what we're talking about now. I want you to go into the third chapter of Revelation. And I
read
this about the 14th verse.
And unto the messenger of the assembly of
the Now, this is Joshua and the Son. Now, pay attention now. Because if you don't pay attention, I can't help you. And I'm starting now to reconcile everybody in the school to one specific concept.
Okay.
The ministers and all. And they don't all understand.
Read.
And unto the messenger of the assembly of the Laodiceans.
And unto the messenger of the assembly of the Laodiceans.
Right. These things saith the I am.
These things saith the I am.
The faithful and true witness.
The beginning of the creation of
Yahweh. Now
this is the beginning of the creation of Yahweh. Now let me go up to the top and show you what I'm talking about. See? There we tell you that Yahweh taken on shape and form. This is the beginning of the creation.
Okay.
Of Yahweh.
All right.
And right there, Yahweh went out this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a Lord that you read about in the first chapter of Genesis.
Right.
That Moses, that Elohim, he did not say that Yahweh created the heavens and the earth. You see? Now, that was the reason why he didn't say that was, you see, Yahweh is the sum total of everything. He was invisible. See, and he couldn't comprehend Yahweh in his fullness.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? He couldn't get outside of substance and spirit. You understand? And he couldn't discern it in that way. So then he had to take on a shape and form. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And then Moses, and him taking on that shape and form, then this means that Elohim. See, this is Yahweh Elohim.
Okay.
Now then we tell you this all the time. There is nothing in Yahweh but what is encouched in this.
Right.
So far as substance and so forth and so on. See, this is incorporeal. This is not figure. See? Now then, listen. Another blunder. See, pure spirit is one. Shape and form is two. That's incorporeal. And physical shape and form is three. You see? Physical shape and form, that's three. But all of it is embodied in this.
Okay.
Now listen to what I'm saying. See? Now, then what he does, he takes on this incorporeal form. You see? Now this incorporeal form would be one.
Mm-hmm.
See? Well, I thought Elijah, well, I thought he said he was one. Yes. But, you see, there's a one here. Manifestation of him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's one manifestation. That's seen in a rainbow.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Two. In the second. Down here in the man, Joshua, that was walking around there with Moses. You see? Now then you've got one, two, three. Now that's brought out by the tabernacle.
One, two, three.
Now everything, now you follow now, everything in the universe doesn't make any difference what it is. See? From the cell or from the atom, you see, has to be made up that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now you can delve as deep into practical science as you can go. And that's no planet in the world can come up and never has and never will. Come up with anything contrary to what I just told you.
That's right.
See? Now you can argue about evolution. You see? See, and so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
You can say that the earth was always, it was eternal, it's without any beginning or without any end. Yet I just can't all. You see? Going to all kinds of hypotheses and theories. But you just said something that you can't prove.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You see? For example, a cell. See? Is first forms of living matter.
That's right.
Now listen to what I'm going to say now. But if you don't pay attention, then you see you won't catch up. See? Now a cell cannot come from anything that doesn't previously have shape and form.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's right. It must be fully developed. Before anything secrete a cell. You understand?
Yes.
It does not come from the cell itself. See, the sale has to come from someplace.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's all right.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
Now, that goes for all forms of matter. Now, if anybody don't understand what I'm talking about, I'm trying to teach. You hold up your hand. Now, just watch that so you can see what I'm talking about. See, then this is the substance that makes up everything. And it has to take on a shape and a form.
Right.
You understand? Before anything can
come
from it.
Right.
It's got to be fully developed before it, you understand?
Yeah.
Just in shortening back around the other way, the cell is generated in your physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And without you, there will be no cell.
Okay.
You follow?
Mm-hmm.
Now, does it make a difference whether it's vegetation or whatnot? It has to have a seed.
All right.
Now, do you follow?
Yes,
sir. See? And a human cell will never generate anything other than another human being.
Right.
Man did not come from a monkey.
That's right.
But a monkey did come from a monkey. And a man come from a man.
All right.
Each one of those are independent cells.
That's right.
Just like peach trees and apple trees. You'll never plant a peach tree and get an apple tree.
All right. All right.
Are you following?
Mm-hmm.
Everything after its kind.
Yeah, all right.
You see? Everything after its kind. Are you following now?
Yes.
Now it's just read. What did you just read?
And to the messenger of the assembly.
And unto the messenger of the assembly of the letter of sin.
Right.
Right.
These things saith the I am. The faithful and true witness.
Wait a minute. Now this faithful and true witness, he's one with the Father.
Right.
And he bears witness of the Father. The Father is in him. Yahweh is in him. See? Yahweh is greater than Yahshua.
Mm-hmm.
See? See, Yahweh is greater than this form here.
Right.
That's the reason why he says, I'm in the Father, or in the cloud, or in the Spirit, and the Spirit is in me.
Right.
And I just got through telling you there was nothing symbolized by the cloud, but everything was embodied within him.
Right.
And he is, listen now, he is the all in all. Brethren, that's all.
Right.
Now, all I have said to you, thus far, I have to prove it. And just reading around in the Bible, I ain't going to get it. Because you can't begin over that way, the way he began to read and get it. But that's what everybody's trying to do. And that's what the master theologians are trying to do, is to begin over here in the first half of Genesis, the commentary.
Yes.
You understand? And that's why the preachers and all, they try to begin over there. They call it the beginning. That's the beginning. You see? But that is not the beginning. You see? Now, the reason why I brought this in this way is to show you, see, how bad errors and mistakes can be caused, and why the masses of people cannot be reconciled. They don't all have the concept. You see? No religious body on earth, Roman Catholics or Protestants, or even the Jews, they do not have it. And if any one of them had it, the rest of them would fall by the weight of that one. And that's why they're all crumbling down from our works.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I started to cut it out of the paper and bring it down here to you, out of today's paper.
I did show it to Dr. Gerald, Dr. Flynn, they just happened to be up at the house, and Dr. Briggs, I showed it to them. That's the International Council, or the National Council of Churches, you see, because of bureaucracy. See, they wasn't able to hold that their religious bodies together, and they were just sitting in place. And they know nothing to do, and it didn't take. Now, if I had been thinking about it, you know, as I usually do sometimes, you see, I would have cut it out of the paper and brought it down anyway. But the reason why I didn't bring a lot of commentaries and the notes and manuscripts tonight is, you see, I want to first tell you about the thing itself, from a biblical point of view, so that you can see and call your attention to it. Now, did any of you ever notice before, when you read the Bible, did you ever notice, see, that Yahweh was not mentioned in the first chapter of Genesis?
No.
Have you noticed that?
No.
See, you didn't know why,
right,
that it wasn't there.
That's right.
You see? Disappointing? Mm-hmm. Doesn't say a thing about Yahweh. You see? Now, the reason why it doesn't say anything about Yahweh, created the heavens and earth, is because Moses isn't in him. So then it's said it's in God created, then it's Elohim created, which means it's in Jesus Christ. Now we say this in this statement form, see, Elohim is the original pattern of the universe, that's why the flesh, the atoms, do you understand? Yes. Everything is that way. Even you're numerous, blackness, and soul, body, and spirit. You see? Now then, with that threefold, one, two, three, it's this manifestation of pure spirit in the shape and form incorporeal that comes on down here into the physical shape and form. Then, listen, animal, vegetable, matter, don't make no difference how minute and remote. You see? It is. It must have that threefold configuration. Now, you know. Yes, so that's why we know that he is the original archetype pattern of the universe. Now, listen. I want you to go now into the first chapter of Romans and the 19th and 20th verse. Now, Paul, the apostle, Saul, or Paul. I want to tell you about that, too. Saul is a true Hebrew name. See? Paul is a Greek rendition of it.
Right, right.
Now, here is Paul speaking of these people back here at Mount Sinai. Now, you listen to what he's saying, and you're going to come right back, see, into the first chapter of Genesis. And what we're saying here. All right, read.
Because that which may be known of Yahweh.
Oh, hold it. See, you remember I told you that you couldn't see him. You understand?
Yes.
In his fullness. No eyes to see. But you can know something about it. Mm-hmm. You see?
Mm-hmm.
See, and just how you know something about him, because he took on a shape and form.
Mm-hmm.
Then everything he made, right from the creation, clearly revealed. So that you will not make any blunders. See? In other words, he took special and particular pains to see so that everything in the creation pointed out his invisible presence.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, read.
Because that which may be known in Yahweh,
mm-hmm,
is manifested in them.
Now, it's manifested in them. You see? See, everything is manifested right in you. Now, you run around looking for something, you see? And there it is, it's right in you. You see? It's in everybody. It's in vegetation. It's in all the types of matter. You understand? But you see, you can't find it. Because, you see, you're a part of it that's right under your nose all the time. You see? You understand what I mean? Just couldn't find it to save your life. See? And that's the thing. It is the simplicity and the reality of it that causes
so many staggering blunders.
Right. You see?
Now, if you read what we tell you in this group, our first primary objective in this group is to find and know Yahweh. Listen at me. Not like somebody might imagine him to be, but as he really is and as he actually is there.
Right.
You see? That's what we come here for. And we don't care. We're not interested in what some master theologian says. You get my point? What Matthew Henry commentators Burr Pendleton, we just got loads of us around the house back. You see? We're not interested in what Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, Spencer, Huxley, and so forth and so on say.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You see, you understand? Are you following what I'm talking about? We're not interested in what the Baha says. You see? You follow what I'm talking about? And everybody's trying to boost itself up to be so much greater than anybody else. See, Yahweh, Elohim, is manifested in this one man just as great as he is in anybody on earth.
Right.
Or any one woman just as much as he is in any single human being on earth. See? That doesn't make anybody above anybody.
That's right.
You see? And you do not have any preeminence over the beast.
Right.
One dies just like the other. Mm-hmm. You understand? And all physical matters come. Can I put this in the first perspective?
Mm-hmm.
It first comes from Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Through Elohim. See? And then into a holy mass of matter. And then from that, see, conglomeration, he took the physical man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, he did it that way. If you're a father now, if you understood, he did it that way for this reason. See? Matter. See? Was first. Now you follow. You follow. Now when I say matter, I'm talking about uranium, salt, metal. You understand?
Yes.
And just plain dirt. You understand? And talking about vegetation. All of that. You see what I'm talking about? Approximately 92 basic elements of matter.
Right.
You understand? And 91 of them. Listen, 91 of them is threefold. Well, I thought you said there was 92. There is. Is that right?
That's right.
Well, then, this is 92 is threefold. What's the matter with this? 92nd. It's just twofold.
That's right.
It's threefold.
That's right.
But see, this part of it, indiscernible.
Yes.
And incomprehensible.
Yes. Uh-huh.
See, that's why it's see? Now then, this one here is, this 92nd one, it is, now all the rest of them is a proton, neutron, electron. See? Now there's something absent here.
Neutron.
That man can't detain to discern.
What is it?
Neutron.
Intermediate.
See? That's an intermediate that joins the two together. You see? See? So then now here's what it is.
Okay.
See that? See, that's why you don't see that on there. But it's
not. That's right.
Did you follow?
Yes.
Now what would that be called?
The hydrogen atom.
Hydrogen. H-Y-D-R-O-N. Hydrogen. Atom. It only has two parts. That is, that man has discerned.
That's right.
And the other part of it is not discernible. Because, you see, as you can't, I just told you this. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right.
Now, there's no wonder man can't do anything with these things, you see? And we'll get into that too, pretty soon. And we'll show you why that is. See? Now, finish reading while you were reading that.
Because that which may be known...
Now, I said, because that which may be known of Yahweh...
Is manifested in them.
For Yahweh has showed it to them. Read.
For the invisible...
Now listen, now I told you Yahweh was invisible. But the for the invisible things... Now wait just a minute. I told you Yahweh was invisible.
Right.
And I also told you that Elohim was invisible and all the things and visions and revelations. And so sometimes it's broken more dense, far more into matter stages, to say. Well, then you couldn't visualize whether it's a human being or just plain dirt, to say. You couldn't see it. See? You can't see an atom. See? But if you get enough of them together, then it comes into visibility, right? That's what I meant when I said an amalgamation and a conglomerate. Now, if you notice now, when you just read, let me see, and go right back to the first chapter of Genesis, you see, in that first day there, which we're going to have to get in there and straighten that up too, you see, if you read that in the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and earth and told you the state or the condition that it was in.
Right.
Is that right? Well, now then, here's what that makes me have to do. See, I have to tell you the state and the condition that Yahweh is in.
Right.
You see the form? And then he produced this shape and form that was seen in vision and revelation. You see? Then, now stop. Now this is pure spirit. Everything is coming from pure spirit. Now hold the seeing this in the vision. And it's got to be repeated out here. So then, if this is true, that this shape and form comes, if it is true that shape and form did come from pure spirit, as a seen and a vision, now listen, then Moses will have to see the heavens and the earth in its inorganic.
Right.
See? And inanimate. Inorganic and inanimate. See? Then it's got to be organized. You see? Because this, has to be organized. These attributes have to be organized. You see? Now, that is what you're reading about. There, in the first chapter of Genesis, how it come in, and the shape and the condition it was in. See? You understand? Now listen, I didn't say in the beginning the creation, in the beginning of Moses' vision.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See? It has to appear that way to him first.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's all right.
I'd like to have a further explanation on the second verse.
On the second verse, that reads,
and the earth became without
God. That's
the reason I
wanted
to explain.
But see, that's not his explanation of that. You see? See, now here's the explanation of that. See, you'll find mistranslations everywhere.
Right.
See? Now it says that, and the earth became. No, that's not
called.
That's right. Take it up out of the King James
Version. And the earth
was. The earth was. It's not a became. It just was.
That's right. That's right.
See, the difference between the became and was. No, it didn't became. It just was. Now, that's the reason why I say. You see, when you have a knowledge of what it is all about, then you don't wonder over these things that are said in the book. And you're able to pick them all out. You see? All right. Does that satisfy?
Yes, that is
my friend. Yes, sir. And definitely. Okay. See, now, let me do something with that.
See, I told you I wasn't satisfied. Now, just like that, an error in that Bible. Then, to say in the beginning, God, that's an error in the King James.
Right.
Right.
See? And that's why I tell you, you just simply must, see, have a profound knowledge of these things. Otherwise, just can't be done. See? It just didn't became nothing. Now, let me show you. If we was used to became, you see, if we would do that, then this is what it would be.
See? Now, it's going to throw us back
into time, which I haven't gotten into yet. You see? Mm-hmm. It's throw us right back into time,
which
I haven't gotten into yet. But I will get into it. You believe you or me? This mountain was already there.
All right.
See? The earth was already populated from 70 when Moses called it in.
Right.
Now, to use the word became, you see, then that blocked it all out.
Right,
right,
right.
You see? See, he's even unconscious of the fact that he is up in a mountain.
Right.
He is really not in a mountain, the real Moses is not.
Right, right.
Moses is the real inner self of Moses, is in the realm of eternity.
Right, right.
All right.
Okay.
That's
why he's like that.
First cause of everything. Now that was called for a lot of breakdown. You understand what I'm talking about? Now what I'm telling you is what I just got through telling you. You see, that every bit of the matter that is in existence was embodied in everything.
Right.
Was it all and it wasn't. But everything, don't you? Joseph, Mary, Adam, Eve, and you and everybody else. That's what I'm telling you. See?
Right.
That's what I'm trying to explain. I'm kind of warm, they don't mind, you know, taking off my clothes. Now, let's go on. Are you satisfied? Now, from what she just said, you say, repeat what you just said.
Because that which may be known of Yahweh.
Is manifested in them.
For Yahweh has showed it
unto them.
For the invisible things.
Now, let me just stop you right there. See, what we might call half cocked. You see? Now, there is not a man nor a woman in the world